Welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, the show designed to help make middle age your prime time of life by defying the notion that once you reach 40, 50, or even 60 years old, your crowning achievements are all behind you. Regardless of whether you're just approaching 40 or are firmly entrenched in your middle years, it's time to launch your very own personal journey toward a joyful and purpose-filled second half of life. Each week, host Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, will discuss the challenges common to middle age and help guide you to a brighter tomorrow. Now, here's Roy.
Well, welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age. Today, we continue our series of programs on springing forward in your personal life, career, and relationships as we enter the spring season. And here's a question for you. Can severe illness, addiction, or a crippling injury lead in the end to a healthier, happier, and more fulfilled you? How about a major career setback, a job loss, a business failure, or the traumatic ending to a treasured relationship, say divorce, breakup, or a loved one's untimely death? Well, our guest today, former NBC war correspondent Bruce Willis, now known by his spiritual name of Bahava Ram, says the answer is a resounding yes. The greatest adversity in your life, he says, is also your greatest gift. And his conclusion is supported by a 2013 scientific study that found that those who reported the highest levels of personal trauma and adversity also reported the highest level of growth and self-development. And I'm certain our guest is not suggesting that you run out today and injure yourself or suffer a personal tragedy, but rather our purpose today is to show you that there is hope for a brighter tomorrow, no matter how difficult or unsatisfying your life circumstances may be today. Just listen to what Baba overcame. At age 50, he had lost his career as an NBC war correspondent due to illness and injury. He had broken his back from an injury, and a failed surgery left him crippled and condemned to life in a body brace. He was addicted to painkillers, antidepressants, uppers, and alcohol, and had gained 100 pounds. And then to top it off, he was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer and told by doctors he had 2 years to live. Makes your problems and mine sound pretty mild by comparison, doesn't it? Let me give you Baba's Ram's bio before I introduce him. He's a former war correspondent in world hotspots like Iraq, Afghanistan, Nicaragua, and the drug wars of South America. Since his healing, which we'll talk about, he has devoted his life to teaching the sister sciences of yoga and Ayurveda. Can't pronounce that too well. He's founder of the Deep Yoga School of Healing Arts in San Diego, and he's author of 3 books. His latest is Warrior Pose, a war correspondent's memoir, How Yoga Literally Saved My Life. Along with his wife, Laura Plum, he leads a mastery of life and yoga teacher trainings, retreats, and workshops throughout the U.S. and in India. And hello, Baba, and welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here with you.
Well, I must say, of all the guests we've had on this program, your recovery and transformation is the most remarkable that I can recall. And I briefly summarized the dire circumstances you faced at age 50 in 1999. How is your physical and mental health today?
Honestly, I don't think I've ever felt better, and I'll be 65 in just a few months here, so I'm sort of toward the latter parts of what we're calling middle age these days, but I feel healthy and vibrant and certainly a lot better than I did when I was living in that body brace and all those painkillers and had stage 4 cancer. But to be honest, I really feel healthier and more balanced than I did when I was in my prime in my 40s and in the mountains of Afghanistan or walking across the deserts of the Persian Gulf because of so many changes in my lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, was there a single major turning point in your battle against adversity, some kind of a wake-up call that encouraged you to get up off your back and to begin actively seeking to recover? And what would that have been that...
There sure was one, and it was when I least expected it. Now, I had lost my career in 1993 when I had worked for 7 years in chronic pain with a mildly broken back because I was so type A and so driven, and I loved my career so much as a foreign correspondent. It identified who I really was. That's why I took all the painkillers. But at the end of those years of still working with that bad back, finally the cracked vertebra in my lower back, it snapped and cut into my spinal cord. That's when I ended up with a failed back surgery and in a body brace. I had 4 more years of that, and I started to go into deep and dark depression. I think I became a master of self-pity, anger and fear and anxiety and all of the stuff that comes with feeling like your life's over and you no longer can be whole, and physical and emotional pain just gnaw at you 24/7. And then, miracle of miracles, I had a little boy born, despite the fact that I, you know, I was a very difficult person to be around, and I'm surprised my wife at that time, you know, stayed at all, honestly. And I felt I had an identity. I loved that little boy so much. And a few months into his life, he's amazing. A few months into his life, I was diagnosed with that terminal cancer from exposure years earlier to depleted uranium used in the Persian Gulf War by the American forces to pierce Iraqi tanks. And I'd been on the front lines of most of those battles and was heavily exposed. And as you said in the introduction, they said, you're not going to live for 2 years. And I got darker and more depressed. I pushed everyone out of my life except that little boy. He sort of lived on top of my body brace. I had to lie down all the time. I even ate my food with a plate balanced on the body brace lying on my back. And just before he turned 2 years old and was my real only connection to the world, and I didn't think I had very long left to live, he came to me, and in his own little way, he realized something's really wrong with Daddy. And he looked at me, and he trembled, and his eyes caught my attention even more than they ever had. And he spoke 3 little words that were really the turning point that you just asked me about. And he said, "Get up, Daddy." Oh. And it hit me in a place in the center of my heart that I didn't even know existed. For the next several weeks, it was like a mantra looping through my mind, get up, Daddy, get up, Daddy. But how? I'm dying of cancer. I have a broken back. I can't even sit up to eat.
But suddenly, and finally, you had someone that you really, it hammered home the fact that you had someone else you really wanted to live for, and it was beyond yourself, the pain and the need to recover.
Exactly. That's a good observation, that it was about something much more than just about me. And so finally I decided, well, these medications have really made me a miserable human being. Very, very dark, because while all those pharmaceuticals might help mask your pain, they also mask your soul and turn you into a kind of a monster. And I realized that. And I thought, well, I'll detox off all these medications, and someday I'll die soon, and someone will say to my boy when he's older, your daddy got up. You know, he stood up in the face of everything that was going on, and he got off all that garbage, and he died with some dignity. And so I checked into a detox unit and detoxed cold turkey. Now, by this point, it was 14 years of medications, and in that detox room, I can tell you that all the demons in Dante's Inferno are real, because they came in there and they tore at me in every conceivable way. Crawled out of there and didn't know what to do, sort of delirious. And the hospital offered me an opportunity to enroll in a very new East-West mind-body pain clinic. They told me, we can't help you with cancer, but we might be able to help you with the pain. And that really started my journey of changing my life. The very first day in this clinic of ancient Eastern healing modalities and Western holistic medicine, I didn't even understand what that was all about. I just knew it was my only hope. I started something called biofeedback, where they hook you up to electrodes and take your heart rate, brain waves, skin temperature, and then they play you a guided visualization, like a meditation, and put headphones on me and turn out the lights, and this voice came on that started to give me positive imagery and permission to be relaxed and to let go. And I tell you, I think it's the first time that I ever really relaxed in my life, and I could feel the chemistry in my body changing, like there was a different taste inside of me. And I knew for the first time right then, I have a role to play. I have to participate and not just let this all happen to me.
Yeah, that's such an important lesson when you're suffering as a so-called patient, to realize that you have a role in your own recovery, and you're not just a victim of something that you can't fight or challenge.
And we all want a quick fix. You know, we don't want to make an effort. We just want someone else to do it for us and to have it be over with, where real healing takes effort and takes time. About a month into this journey, I started therapeutic yoga. Now, I was really pain-racked now because I didn't have my body brace on. I didn't have my medications, and I could barely move. But the minute I started this, I had this second wake-up. I just knew there was something here. And this comes from a jaded, cynical, type A ex-war correspondent, thinking, oh my goodness, there is really something in this ancient esoteric science of yoga.
Yeah.
I was staying at a hotel near the hospital. I went back and had books sent to me, and I started studying all the ancient texts. And I learned that this is so much more than just doing yoga postures.
Yeah.
The poses that most people think of as yoga. It's a complete mind-body-spirit science of how to realign your life with the natural rhythms of nature.
Yeah, most of us just think of yoga as yoga exercises to get
more
fit, more agile.
It's about changing your whole life. So I became vegan, which is a vegetarian without any dairy at all, because there's a lot of evidence that the Western diet is one of the main promoters of cancer and heart disease. And I started fasting for prolonged periods of time. So I was purifying my body, eating only organic vegetarian food. I called it my organic chemotherapy program. The clinic, by the way, it closed down because the insurance companies wouldn't support it. I knew three other people in this very small program. Two of them went back to medications and alcohol. My best friend in the program killed himself. He committed suicide.
I didn't know that you talked about that in your book. But
I went home and built a yoga room in my house.
Well, I know. So we get on with. I know you said you learned six major lessons from your recovery efforts, and I'd like to go over each one of those because I think they're so important. But the first one kind of shocks me because you say working harder to get ahead won't help you reach your potential. And, you know, that goes against everything we baby boomers were taught growing up, that if you're in a career you love and are good at, what's wrong with working harder and longer to succeed?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the idea of trying not to force an outcome.
Yeah.
We are so driven towards forcing a particular outcome, and if we don't get it, we get frustrated.
Yeah.
And when we're frustrated, we're back in that fight or flight mode, which creates adrenaline and cortisone in our bodies, which are negative for the healing journey. But when we stay disciplined,
personality coming.
When we stay disciplined and do the work we need to do, but sort of let go of the outcome and don't try to force it, we open the door to healing.
And then also,
you know, it's almost like a...
Well, it's so important that you have a balance of what you really want out of your life, not just your career, so that, you have a balanced body, mind, and spirit, and you're not just forcing everything on based on what you want to attain in your career.
It's so true. You know, it is sort of like a yoga pose. If you're trying to, like, bend over and touch your toes for the first time and you're very stiff, if you force that, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to be hurting for a long time, but if you relax into it and give it time and don't worry if you ever get there, you probably get there.
Yeah. Well, you know, your second lesson is that having a clear mantra or intention will carry you through difficult times. But in your experience as a yogi, do most of the middle-aged people that you come in contact with have a clear, positive vision of what they really want out of the second half of life? Or is that somewhat hard to find? How do we define that or come across that?
Well, that's actually what we offer in our deep yoga trainings. It's called the Mastery of Life, and we help people refine that positive vision. Because whatever thoughts you anchor into, positive or negative, it seems like the whole world is going to rise up to support you.
Yeah.
And if you have low self-esteem, if you feel like life is frustrating and terrible and difficult, you'll go out every day and all that's frustrating and difficult in life is somehow going to find you.
Yes, it does.
But if you have a positive attitude about what you are going to accomplish and about the miracle of being alive and about the joy of being here, and you believe in your capacity, well, that's going to find you too. So your attitude is the starting point toward. I had to really shift from anger, fear, anxiety, self-pity, why me, to actual gratitude for cancer, gratitude for a broken back, because they helped me become a better person ultimately.
Yeah, that's the ultimate, when you can tell cancer, thank you for coming into me because you're making me a better person.
It took me some time to get there.
Yeah. I know a lady who had cancer here who wrote on her stomach a bunch of swear words saying, get the heck out of me, in certain terms. I don't know if that works.
Yeah, I would try writing love and gratitude and acceptance and forgiveness rather than negative things.
Well, your third lesson is we all have power to take control of our health and the capacity to self-heal. Does that mean if your doctor tells you you have cancer and prescribes chemo and radiation that you should ignore his or her advice? Or what exactly are you saying there?
I would never recommend that anyone ignore their doctor's advices. That would be inappropriate of me. What I would say is don't just let it happen to you.
Yeah.
Take charge. The better your diet is,
yeah,
the better your chances of healing. The better your mental health is and your positive attitude is, the better your chances are of healing. Even modern science agrees that positive thoughts create a different inner chemistry in your body that promote your immune system as opposed to negative thoughts.
Yeah, that's precisely the message. That we've had two doctors recently on our program, Dr. Melissa Clark and Dr. George Geritis, who said exactly the same thing, that you should, as a take control of your battle against whatever disease you're fighting against and be an active consumer. That doesn't mean that you should ignore what your doctor's saying, but you should question it. And they also say that, obviously, just as you said, you have so much self-control over so many aspects of your healing, and you can encourage that healing with the right diet and mental attitude and all those other things. And I think it's fascinating that these two individuals are doctors themselves in Western medicine.
Yes, it's I lecture now and do keynotes at some medical universities and medical institutions now, and there's really been a wake up to this in conventional medicine now, that this is so important and playing a role in anyone's healing journey.
Yeah, your fourth lesson is, as you stated in your promotional material, if you want to completely transform your health, make it your number one priority. And I assume this statement would also imply if you were seeking to transform your finances or relationships or whatever aspect of your life is really hurting now.
Mm-hmm. You brush your teeth every day, don't you?
Yeah, I try to.
You don't think, well, I know all about it, then I hope my breath is going to be good and I'm going to have no cavities. You work at it every day.
Yeah.
You bathe yourself every day.
Yeah.
If you want to have good emotional health, good physical health, or success in your life, You have to give it an effort every day, not just dream that it's going to happen to you. We have to work at being happy. We have to work at having a successful relationship or career, and we have to work at being healthy. It's not just going to come and find us.
Yeah. Well, as you point out in your book, unlike most people, you had like 12 hours a day because you were on disability to dedicate to self-healing. But what if you need to heal yourself, but you're not disabled, you're still on the job and need to earn a living and support the family? How can you spend time to still relate to your family and your work and yet make that healing your number one priority? How do you get the distractions out and find the time to do that?
Well, here's a big one. Turn off the TV.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, is it?
You know, the average American is 7 to 8 hours of TV a day, which is astonishing. And if you just turn that thing off and spend some time with yourself and spend some time on your healing journey and relaxing rather than distracting, that's a good way to start.
Yeah, and to get the family involved and let them know that you do need some time away to concentrate on it, that this is your number one priority to heal whatever it is that you're attempting to heal, and hopefully they'll understand and give you a little private time, although obviously you still have to make time for your wife and kids or whoever you have in your life, that their lives are just as important as your own.
You have to reorganize, though, because if you want to stay in their lives and be around and you have a serious condition, you need to take care of that first.
Oh, yeah. No, you clearly have to state why the healing is necessary so that they understand and it doesn't just sound like a self-centered project.
Right.
And also, you need to make it clear that once you are healed, be it of a major disease or whatever, a financial crisis or whatever, that it will be better off for the entire family and your relationships with them, as well as just, making it better for yourself.
Mm-hmm. So true.
And then, the fifth lesson was somewhat related to that. Find a healing discipline and dive into it with your fullest passion and focus. And how do you, you discovered yoga and you spent exhaustive study doing that, but what if, say, I was just diagnosed with a disease or maybe some other, just lost my job or whatever, and I'm trying to discover how I can move forward. How do I go about studying the various options available, or how do I get myself immersed into discovering what some of these healing methods are out there, and what's the best way to go about that?
Well, surely there's a lot of literature on yoga or on, other forms of healing, on Asian medicine, Oriental medicine, and things such as that. But the best thing to do is to have an actual experience. Go to a restorative gentle yoga class and see what it has to offer you, and then start to explore it. But my main point there is that we tend to like to dabble. We sort of go to the shopping mall of healing experiences, and if something doesn't give us an immediate quick fix, we run to the next thing. And that's like digging a lot of shallow wells and never getting water and wondering why you're thirsty.
Yeah,
dig one well.
It's like these motivational seminars that people go to, and they get all inspired, and they leave all high and mighty and get back home, and 2 days later they forget all about what they heard on the weekend. They're back to
you need a daily practice. It's like brushing your teeth. We're back to brushing your teeth again. You don't just do it on a weekend retreat once a month. You do it every day.
And what is this deeper yoga that you talk about in your clinic, as opposed to the surface yoga that most people know?
Well, we call it deep yoga because my wife, my new wife, and I, Laura Plum, we founded this school, and we anchor back into the deepest science of yoga. So a body-mind-spirit science rather than just postures and exercise, although those are an important part of it. You can learn a lot about that on our website, deepyoga.com. But again, it's a whole practice of harmonizing body, mind, and spirit, of changing your lifestyle to a state of greater inner peace and calmness, pure food, pure thoughts, pure actions, and less of the stressful noise of our culture. We're all going to have some of that in our lives, but we can diminish that, and that helps us heal.
Yeah, we all are exposed to that, but only you and I determine personally how much we want that to affect our lives and our inner thoughts and emotions, because we should have control over that. The final lesson is related to that. You can't make much progress on your health quest until you clean up your act. And I guess from personal experience, what's the best way to wean yourself from alcohol, sugary desserts, steak dinners, and all those things that most of us, myself included, love?
Right. You have to work at it every day. You first have to make a commitment to yourself that truly your body is the temple of your spirit.
Yeah.
And do you want to nourish it with pure food or do you want to poison it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't vandalize a church or a temple or a synagogue or a mosque. And those are just architectural edifices. You are the real deal. So why vandalize yourself with bad food?
Yeah, that's a real good question. No, we've had a number of guests recently that talked about genetically modified foods and all these other things that you should avoid.
Don't touch them.
Obviously there are some things that we've talked with people about detoxifying your body as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us about your book, Warrior Pose. It's an inspiring, I've read it, and it's an inspiring autobiography of your adventures, both as a war correspondent, but more to the point, your health afflictions, your discovery of yogurt, and your remarkable recovery. And how did you come up with that name of that book, by the way?
Well, warrior pose is a pose in yoga.
It's a
standing posture of personal power and balance.
Yeah.
And I was a war correspondent, so there's a little pun there.
Yeah.
And that's why we named the book Warrior Pose, War Correspondent's Memoir, How Yoga Literally Saved My Life. And as you say, it takes you through the whole story. And while it is my story, I hope that the ultimate message of the book, and this is what I've heard from thousands of people now, is that hopefully it will inspire those who need inspiration to find their own inner power, to overcome the obstacles that they face in life, and to move towards manifesting their fullest potential. Because again, we all do have a great inner power from which we have largely been disenfranchised, and reclaiming that can absolutely change your life.
Yeah, and to find out, where would someone order your book or preview the book? What's the best place to go to do that?
Well, you can get the book online at any major booksellers or Amazon.com. You can also go to bhavaram.com and read more. That's my personal website.
Yeah.
The name is spelled B, H as in Henry, A, V as in Victor, A, RAM.com. And that's a name that I took just to remind myself to be devoted to my practice, my change in life. It means a pure state of being in the heart. Doesn't mean I'm always there, but it means I always want to move in that direction. And if I could just say one thing very quickly, this happens a lot. When I was with NBC, and my birth name is Brad Willis.
Yeah.
You said Bruce Willis. He's the movie
star. Sorry.
He's got all the money and all the fame.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Unintentional, believe me. Sorry, Brad.
Yeah, it was Brad Willis when I was with NBC News. But you can find the book almost anywhere, and I hope that people read it and they're inspired. And if you are, let me know. I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I was certainly inspired by that, and I think it was wonderful the way you have a picture of your son in the back, and he's still a real good-looking kid. He's about 15 or 16 now?
Yeah, he's 16 years old, and we're very close and spend a lot of time with him, and he's a good person.
Well, that's a wonderful way to raise a son through your yoga and all the other stuff that I'm sure you've taught him. And that website, again, if people want to learn more about your workshops and your training offers and stuff, is deepyoga.com.
Deepyoga.com. I'll be back on the East Coast in April at the biggest yoga and health center in the country called Kripalu in Western Massachusetts, the first weekend for a workshop called The Guru Is You. And we teach, we lead some international retreats and do trainings. And so if anyone wants to find out more, deepyoga.com.
And is there some kind of a website people could go to if they wanted to find the best source of yoga training right in their communities? Or how does someone go about that if I wanted to get into yoga but I didn't have the time or the money to travel to San Diego or to Massachusetts?
Yeah, I don't think there's a single website, but if you Google yoga in your community, and then what you want to look at is, because especially your program is for middle-aged, you don't want to get out there and get into the hot yoga and the power yoga. You want to look for more restorative and therapeutic yoga classes, things that are gentle to start. So you want to maybe call and ask what their services are and take a close look at it, because like anything else, there's a whole host of different offerings out there, and you have to find what works for you.
I'll stay away from rap music and hot yoga.
I'm with you.
Well, in closing, let me remind our listeners, if you're not fully satisfied with your life today at middle age, you don't have to wait for a major health or financial crisis to wake up and to purposely begin your journey to a brighter tomorrow on your own terms. And certainly one way to go about it is I suggest you begin by previewing Baba Ram's book, Warrior Pose, and also take a look at my book, A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, at our website, www.middleagerenewal.com. And I thank you so much, Baba, for joining us today. This has been a most inspiring half hour, and I hope people who are not totally satisfied or are facing a major challenge realize that just about anything can be overcome when you get that spiritual grounding and really examine what you want out of life and how you're going to get there.
Thank you so much, my friend. Send me a copy of your book. I'd love to read it.
I certainly will, and thank you for joining us today.
Take
care. Best of success.
Bye-bye.
Well, on our February 10th program, I interviewed Brittany Kara, an author, life and nutrition coach, and an expert on detoxification of our bodies, and she warned about the toxic attack on our bodies that we face every day, from our food we eat, from the air we breathe, from things we touch all around us. She also talked about detoxifying our bodies and extending our lives and how to enjoy healthy aging as we move through our middle years. And near the end of the program, Brittany mentioned a group of products that sound like just the thing to help us accomplish that helpful aging. And we've invited her back today to briefly describe these products in more detail, and that's the Isagenix product line. And hello, Brittany, and welcome back to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age.
Hello, Roy. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I noticed from your website that Isagenix basically offers five product pillars, as they call it, to help us live longer and live healthier. Could you describe these five pillars for us and what these products are?
Absolutely. Well, what Isagenix is a cellular food, what that means is it's nourishing the body on a cellular level, but what it's also doing through our cleansing systems is just releasing the toxins that we are exposed to every day from our food, air, water, some of the things we discussed before. And what most people don't understand is even if they're eating a balanced, quote-unquote, healthy diet right now, many of our foods, actually the majority of our foods, are nutritionally bankrupt, and they're not providing the body with all of the essential things that we need to produce a healthy cell. And so that's where Isagenix comes in, because it really is the missing link for that. It's providing the body with all the nutrients that we're not currently getting from our foods while simultaneously cleansing out the junk and the things that are going to make us, you know, sick and overweight and lead to aging and all of those things. So it works on, you know, scientific level. We have studies now that actually show that Isagenix is better in terms of, you know, what it's doing internally in the body than a heart-healthy diet. So it's really exciting to see that research coming out, because it's something that for those of us that have been using these products and eating the superfoods for years, we felt and we knew, but now the research and the science is catching up to that and showing us what it's really doing internally. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's I am learning a new word, telomere shortening. I find out my telomeres might be shortening, and that's a bad thing. And,
it is. Yeah, I'm so glad that you looked into that, Roy, because I know that, you know, especially on this program, you know, your main audience is people that are looking to kind of feel good and healthy in middle age and beyond. And what we've seen with the technologies that we've uncovered in terms of feeding the body the cellular food is absolutely amazing. I mean, there's people in our organization that are, you know, in their 70s and 80s, and they're running marathons, and, you know, they're doing some amazing things.
There was one guy
things.
That ran super marathons or something like hundreds of miles a week.
Yeah.
Well, let's go through each of those five basic products. The first one, I guess, is Cleanse for Life, which is like a natural drink to detoxify your body.
Yeah. So what that is, the Cleanse for Life is a juice that what it does is it goes in and it cleanses the body. It's a total body cleanse. It's the only one in the world. And what that means is it's going to cleanse out all of your, you know, estimated 35 trillion cells that we all have.
Wow.
So it's flooding the body with nutrients that are going to help the body to get the junk out. And at the same time, it's a liquid superfood. So it's not, when people hear the word cleanse, they often think, you know, fasting or starving.
Yeah.
That is not what this is. This is actually a liquid food. So on a cleansing day, you're actually giving your body more nutrition than most people get in an average day from conventionally grown food. So it's really amazing. And one of the side benefits of cleansing and using that product is weight loss, lean muscle gain, improved mental function, energy, better sleep cycles, skin, hair, nails, all of that stuff, because, again, you're getting the junk out.
How about the Isolene shake? Now, that's specifically... like to replace a meal and help you lose weight and maintain a good weight? Is that what these
precisely,
isolates?
Yes.
Yeah, that, that sounds like a very tasty treat if it's
it tastes as good as it
sounds like.
It is. It's amazing. I've actually, it's been my breakfast for the last 6 years every day, and I'm still not tired of it. So that should kind of give you an idea of what it tastes like. It's wonderful. My kids have been raised on it as well. So they wake up every morning and they have their shakes together with me. And what it is it's a superfood. Again, it's a full organic meal replacement. It has over 242 nutrients in it with all, you know, all the essential amino acids your body needs. There's 24 grams of absorbable protein. You have 70 organic ionic trace minerals, digestive enzymes, which is huge. A lot of times people are eating foods that are dead and the body can't process it. This is a live food. I know we mentioned the microwave last time. I think we talked about the microwave. People put a lot of things in the microwave and it kills all the nutrition. This is very different. This is a live food. You add a little bit of water and blend it up in a blender and you have this amazing superfood meal in, you know, 30
like
seconds.
It sounds like a lot more healthy and nutritious breakfast than ham and eggs.
yeah, exactly.
How about the stress reduction? Sounds like a great thing. You've got an Ionic Supreme that... for stress reduction. What is that exactly?
Right. So that product is formulated specifically to help the body balance from both physical and mental stress. And how it does that is that there's 9 adaptogenic herbs in that product. And what adaptogens do is they help the body to balance out from stress, whether it's, you know, like I said, physical, like if you did a really huge workout and your body's stressed from that, you need to replenish, or if it's mental. And the adaptogens were actually discovered by the Russians in the 84 Olympics, and they won, like, everything. And the rest of the world was like, what are these athletes taking? They thought they were on drugs, and they looked into their diet, and they found that they were using adaptogenic herbs. And so that's really when the world started to be aware of adaptogens, and that this product has 9 specific adaptogenic herbs in it, and it's phenomenal. You take it either in the morning or at night. If you have problems sleeping, it'll help you sleep. During the day, it'll give you energy and mental clarity. It's a wonderful product.
One. The fourth product is close to my heart, Ageless Essentials, and that's basically vitamin, mineral, and nutritional supplements. And is that like an anti-aging or healthy aging type product?
Yes. It exactly is that. We actually say healthy aging instead of anti-aging. But what that, what those
everyone ages
do,
whether they want to or not. So I didn't say anti-aging.
Exactly. But it's exciting because it does actually, we were talking about telomeres earlier, which I can go into a little more detail if you want. But in those Ageless Essentials, AMPM packs, first of all, it takes the guesswork out for people, which I love. And it makes it simple and easy for them to get all of their vitamins and minerals and nutrients in a little packet. You know, they come AM, PM, you take one in the morning, one at night, you can throw them in a bag, throw them in a suitcase, take them on the go. You don't have 15 different bottles, you know, sitting on your counter.
Yeah, I take
so it
10
makes it
bottles
very simple.
Of pills every day. Maybe I should switch to that.
Yes, absolutely. It's much neater, and it makes your kitchen less of a mess. But, you know, you're getting all your omegas. You're getting your for men, obviously, you get your men's essentials. For women, you get your women's essential daily vitamin. You're getting something in there called Ageless Active, which has resveratrol, which is what is healthy in red wine. But we know
that
too much red wine is not good. Yeah. So that helps with cognitive function and memory and aging and all of those things. CoQ10, which helps with energy and rejuvenating the cell.
I take that, too. Maybe, I could get this back and wouldn't have to.
I think we need to switch that out for you, Roy, and take some of the guesswork out. And then, of course, we have our flagship healthy aging product, which is Product B, and that is our telomere support.
That sounds very interesting. What does Product B do exactly?
Well, Product B is phenomenal. Well, I don't know if you've heard of Dr. Bill Andrews, but he was the top nutritional and scientific researcher in the field of anti-aging for the last 30 years, and he his whole field was telomeres and how they were our major marker to aging. They can actually look at your telomere and they can tell you how much it's degenerated over the years and basically what age you would be if you passed away, if you didn't have disease or illness. And so we know it's the marker for aging, and that was his field. And he was looking for something that would help the body to keep the telomeres healthy, because he knew this was the main marker. And he was doing all this testing in his lab and using chemicals and pharmaceutical drugs, and everything was not safe for humans. Like, if it helped the telomere, it would cause cancer, or, you know, it would do something toxic to the human body. And he saw what Isagenics was doing with nutrition, and he partnered with our master formulator, John Anderson, and they created Product B. And within their first couple of days in the lab, they got what they term, you know, hits in scientific community, where the telomeres were responding. And so what the Product B formulation is, it's just antioxidants, and they're formulated synergistically to help the body keep those telomeres healthy, which is so we've seen personally on my team, we've seen, you know, people's, aging signs really start to diminish and get better, and energy and gray hairs, you know, all the things that we don't want.
Without getting real scientific, it's good to remember bad things happen when telomeres shorten. That's what I know from your video.
Exactly. To make it simple. Yes. So that's what that is. And the Ageless Essentials Daily Pack has Product to be in there. For me personally, I'm training for a half marathon right now. And that product has helped me, you know, keep my energy levels up when I'm running and training.
Yeah,
so I've really noticed
the difference.
Yeah,
not just for people anti-aging. It's also good for athletes that want to build up that energy.
Absolutely.
Weekend warriors or whatever they might be. Well, what's the best way for listeners to learn more about and order these Isagenic products?
Absolutely. They can go. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I know you have a website that they can go to to study that.
Yes, and the website to go to would be besttotalbodycleanse.com.
Oh.
So BEST, then the word totalbodycleanse.com, and that is our main website with all of the different products that we offer. And again, there's no one quick fix. This is meant to be a system in terms of detoxifying and putting good nutrients back in. So that's why we recommend systems rather than like one specific product, because the body is very complex. And people can also go and connect with me directly on Facebook at facebook.com/B, the letter B, and then mentored, word mentored, and they can connect with me on my business page there if they have specific questions in terms of their health and how Isagenics would work for them.
Well, in closing,
in
you also offer the opportunity for a person that's committed to detox and healthy nutrition for others to join your team as a full or part-time distributor, and that could be a great way to supplement your income, or what knows, if you don't have a job now, it might be a great way to, or you're sick of what you're doing, it might be a great way to earn a living and maybe retire early. How would somebody get in touch with to find out about that opportunity?
Absolutely. Well, that's on my website and also the Facebook page as well. They can connect directly with me, and we're always looking for people that are ready to, you know, take their life to the next level in terms of health and also income. And that's the beautiful thing about Isagenics, is it helps people with both. And so what we do is we teach people how to create a residual income stream for themselves, whether it be part-time or full-time, from the comfort of their home, helping others, changing lives. And it's you know, it's an unlimited income opportunity.
It's great when you're really making a good living and also helping others at the same time. It sure beats making a living not helping, like selling cigarettes or something like that.
I'm telling you, it's one of the best feelings in the world. I absolutely love what I do. I love working with my team. We're getting new people on board every single day that are so excited to, you know, design the life of their dreams. If money and time wasn't an issue, what would you do?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, a vehicle, that's something that Isagenix can offer for people. So absolutely, people can connect with me again, facebook.com/bementored. And also on the website, besttotalbodycleanse.com.
Well, I urge anyone not looking great or feeling great, whatever your age, if you feel like you're older than what your real age is, you take a look at Brittany's Isagenix web pages and go to that website she talked about. And it was certainly an eye-opener for me today. And I even learned a new word that I can worry about, my telomeres. And Brittany's book, The Silent Scandal, Stop the Toxic Attack on Our Bodies, which we talked about on our February 10th program, and you might want to go back and listen to that again. And join us next week, and the best help to you all. And always remember, age is just a number. It doesn't have to be anything more than that. And thank you so much for joining us today, Brittany.
Thanks for having me, Roy. Always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, hosted by Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of both A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, and Wake Up, Captain and Crew, Restart Your Engines. You can learn more about Roy and his Middle Age Renewal Training System by visiting his website, middleagerenewal.com.